This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, although for many of you, it's welcome to the podcast. We have a lot of new listeners, so hello, hello. And while we routinely deliver episodes on Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, this is a bonus episode for a very special reason. Registration is now open for our summer 12 Weeks to Transformation. Many of you have joined me either last night, if you're listening to this in real time, or recently for the waitlist, it was even the week before that, to talk about getting unstuck, ways to get unstuck, and also to talk about how the 12 Weeks to Transformation really can help you help yourself. What I wanted to do today is share those tools with you and also tell you more about the Summer 12 Weeks to Transformation in case you weren't on one of those webinars and you've got questions. Registration is open now. We kick off on June 21st. Had to think about that. June 21st is when we kick off. Registration is only open through Sunday. So we shut down registration for the summer this coming Sunday. We kick off June 21st, but we want to make sure we get all of the identity journals out in the mail and everybody logistically set up before we go. So we shut down registration a week before we officially start. And then we will not open up registration again until the fall. And I really think I want to get to these three tools on how to get unstuck, get out of your way, and really start making some serious progress. Before we do, though, I want to share something that I've shared on social. I've shared in a lot of different ways. I really feel like we're standing before an opportunity. We really are standing before an opportunity, especially as it relates to everything that has happened in the last few months with regards to coronavirus. Things are still largely shut down to differing degrees. I know where I live, only just yesterday did they start allowing restaurants to serve people outside, and that's only a small number of restaurants, and they're limiting capacity. So most stuff, at least where I am, remains shut down, and small things here and there are starting to open back up. But the reason I think that's relevant is because over these next few months, we have an incredible opportunity to design life in a way that serves us better than the habits and the patterns we had before. And I could go off on a whole tangent about that, but I'm not going to. What I want to do right now is share with you these three tools for getting unstuck. And I share them with a great deal of compassion and empathy for anybody who feels frustrated with themselves, because at my heaviest, I weighed over 350 pounds. And I only stand 5 feet, 5 inches. So it'd be one thing if I was like 9 feet tall, but nope, not the case. 5'5". And I was living paycheck to paycheck. I hated my job. I was depressed. I isolated myself. When I say I had no friends, I truly had no friends. It was a dark, dark period of my life. And from the outside, I thought I had a food issue. Like, well, when you weigh 350 pounds and you binge eat a lot, you know, makes sense, right? It's a food issue, a weight issue. But it wasn't. It really wasn't a food issue. And a lot of the people that I work with don't have food issues and don't have weight issues. And that's good because my work is not about food and my work is not about weight. And I'll tell you why. Because I realized finally that even though the issue manifested with food and with overeating and with binging and jumping from one weight loss plan to the next, I really had a mindset issue. And it was not until, despite a bajillion diets over a bajillion years, it was not until I started to do the work to upgrade my thoughts, the way that I was thinking, my mindset, that everything started to change. Before that, when I was acting as though it was a food issue and a weight issue, I just jumped from one plan to the next plan, quit, gave up, started over, got some progress, started getting frustrated. And I see people in that same exact pattern. And that's why I get so passionate about talking about how when you change the way you think, when you upgrade your mindset, when you take your thoughts to the next level, you open all sorts of doors. Oftentimes people will ask me, you know, was there like a particular catalyst in your life that kind of changed everything? And I think a lot of it was just being sick of struggling, being sick of being unhappy, being sick of isolating and not feeling good enough and living in a struggle all the time. Every day was a struggle. It was a struggle with self-image. It was a struggle with self-confidence. It was a struggle with body weight, finding clothes that fit, feeling like I fit in the space around me, emotionally and quite physically. Everything was a struggle. Money, relationships, everything. And at the time, I was working in a job that I felt like I was good at, but I didn't like it. And I complained about it all the time. And I always say that I apologize to people who were close to me then, because I feel like every conversation revolved around how much I hated my job. And I heard this quote from the poet Rumi, and it says, "Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open?" And it made me realize, especially with respect to my work, well, I guess not especially because it really applied to everything, but here I was complaining every day about this job that I drove myself to daily, a job that I applied for, a job that I accepted. And here's the crazy part. I had gotten a job offer for another job 3 times. Twice with one company, once with another company, and I didn't take it. Like, people are probably like, why would you get a job offer twice with a different company? Because I got the job with another local company, took it, then my company that I was with that I was unhappy about countered, so I accepted their counter, turned down the job at the other place, then months later, thought it was a mistake, went back to that company, they offered me another position, and I turned it down, even though I went to them. So here I was living this. Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? I was choosing the thing that I was resenting. And I was doing the same thing with food. Here I was, if you had asked me at that time, what do you want more than anything else in the world? I would have told you unequivocally, hands down, no contest whatsoever, I want to be healthy. I don't want to be fat anymore. I want to be healthy. I want to be fit. That's what I wanted then. Of course, my answer now would be very different, but that was what I wanted, hands down, no contest, not even close call. Yet, I was the one driving home from work and stopping to get Mexican food and ice cream on the regular. I was the one eating a pint or a quart of ice cream at a time and then going for the Pringles or the Swedish fish or whatever else. Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? I was the one choosing to stay within the confines of a reality I hated, but I created. Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? And I see this so many times. The people that I work with or that I'm talking to about working with, they're standing and knocking at a gate that's already open. I just want financial freedom. I just want to lose weight. I just want to be consistent. I just want to follow through. I want to keep the promises that I make to myself, standing and knocking at a gate that is already open. And I don't know if you can relate to that, but I really could. And I've talked a lot about this analogy I've used for years now about driving with the parking brake on. I go through this in the Breaking Barriers course that I offer. And essentially, I say that, you know, if you and I are in the car together, right, and you're in the driver's seat and you're driving, I'm in the passenger seat, and you are pulling onto the highway, you know, so you're on the on-ramp and you're trying to pick up speed, but the car is just dragging and you have got your, you know, foot all the way down, you're flooring it, pedal to the metal, and the car is just struggling and you are struggling and you're just kind of trying to white knuckle it and you're gripping the wheel tight and you're pushing your foot down to the floor and the car just will not cooperate. And I look over at you and I'm like, so it seems you have the parking brake on. And you're like, I know, but you just keep flooring it and you think that if you just put a little more effort, if you just put a little more pressure, that that's going to make the difference. And I suggest, hey, well, what if you just pull over for a quick second and release the parking brake and you tell me, I don't have time to stop. I'm trying to get somewhere. But I think the work is different. The work is not about trying to get the car to go faster. The work is about removing the thing that's slowing the car down. But you just keep on struggling. And somebody, you know, I send out these daily mindset upgrade text messages, and somebody replied to one of them the other day and said, "I don't have to row the boat harder. I just have to pull up the anchor, huh?" And I thought that was a beautiful and much more simplistic way of saying what I had been saying about the parking brake. You don't have to row the boat harder. You just have to pull up the anchor. And that's what I want to help you do. It's different work, but it's better work, right? It's different work. It was different work for me to work on my mindset instead of my finances. It was different work for me to work on my thinking instead of my food choices. But it was better work. It got me where I wanted to go, and it got me there more quickly, and it got me there easier. We don't have to row the boat harder. We just have to pull up the anchor. And typically, the anchor is the way that we think. It is our fixation on the past and the way things have been. It's our fears. It's our insecurities. And that's what I'm passionate about doing. So these three ways to get unstuck: transform your mindset and create results that last. This is the information that I went over two nights in the last couple weeks, once with my wait list, once just generally. I want to share them with you. And the first one is create depth where it matters. Create depth where it matters. And I'll explain exactly what I mean by this. Too often, we go a mile deep and a mile wide on the problem, but only an inch deep or an inch wide on the solution. I shared on these webinars that I've had a number of phone calls, probably 50 or more, in the last week with people who have been on the fence about the 12 weeks to transformation. And one of the questions that I ask is, what is it that you want to create through this? Like, if we got to the end of the 12 weeks, what is it that you would want to achieve? What would make it a big win for you? And almost 100% of the time, people start talking about the problem. What's wrong, their inconsistency, all the things they've tried before, the reasons they've given up, the factors that make it hard, how they feel about it, what contributed to it. And I'll let them go on for 3 to 5 minutes or so, and then eventually I'll say, so I asked you what you wanted, and you've spent the last 5 minutes telling me about what you don't want. And they don't even realize that they're doing it, because they've spent months, often years, going wide and deep on the problem, but not on the solution. They can tell me upside down, inside out, every which way about the problem, the history of it, the emotions of it, the time of it, the costs of it, you name it. But as soon as we start to touch on the solution, they don't have a lot to say. And so I'll redirect them and I'll be like, okay, so let's try this again. What is it that you want? And then they'll like dip their toe in the solution. They'll say, well, you know, I'd really love it if I could learn to trust myself or be consistent or follow through or whatever. But a little dabble in the solution, they're right back to the problem. But what happens is I start strong and then something happens and it throws me off course. But what happens is I get started and then I see a little result and then I think I can take my foot off the gas. And then before I know it, I've drifted and I've disengaged. And I'm like, okay, we're trying to go down the road of the solution, but do you see where we are? We're back here with the problem. And it's not a criticism. It's not me being righteous and being like, oh, look at you over there in the problem. I know it. I recognize it. I can see it because I lived that way too. And I catch myself doing that now. We have to be willing to give as much, if not more, time and energy to the solution as we do to the problem. Too often we just kind of dip our toe in the solution and it's cold and it's uncomfortable and it's unfamiliar. So we go right back to our frustrations and our feelings and everything about the past. Too many times when we're working on a solution and we're trying to create change, something happens and we call it trouble, but it's actually training. You think it's trouble, but it's actually training. You think that all of a sudden, now that you're on night shifts this week, that screws up everything. No, it doesn't. That's training. You think that because your spouse brought home pizza, that screws up everything. Or that you got an unexpected medical bill in the mail, and that screws up everything. No. That thing you mistake for trouble, it's actually training. It's actually the very thing you need in order to show up differently and build a new pattern and get some reps in on a different type of behavior. I tell my clients this all the time. When you think you're defeated, you're usually just distracted. You're not defeated. You're just distracted. And the thing that distracts more people than anything else is the problem and the past You thought you were defeated, but you're just distracted by your fixation on the problem. You thought you were defeated, but you're just distracted by how things have been before. You thought you were defeated, but you're just distracted by your fear. The thing you think is trouble is actually training. And look, when I talk to people and they're like, I really want to do it, but I'm afraid to invest money in myself because I've quit so many things before. And I remind them that any conclusion you draw here is based on the context that you create, right? So if you create context about the problem in the past, then the conclusion that you create is going to be based on the problem in the past. And what I want people to do is have context related to what they do want, context related to where they are going. And then the conclusion that we draw is a different one, is a better one, is one that moves us forward, right? You either argue for the problem or you participate in the solution. The second tool is asking better questions. Too often we just get led by our thoughts. I'm tired. I'm stressed. I just can't. I don't even care. I'll start tomorrow. This one thing won't hurt. I've been so good. And we just go with it. Okay. I've been so good. You're right. Cupcake time. I'll start tomorrow. You're right. It's a good day. It's a good day to start tomorrow. Everything will be fine tomorrow. I don't even care. You're right. I'm just too stressed. I'm just too tired. There's too much going on. And you're letting those patterned thoughts, those thoughts that reflect where you've been, not where you're going, you're letting those lead you. One of the tools for change is asking better questions. This is the number one tool I use in the 12 Weeks to Transformation as I ask people questions, and I want to help them get better at asking themselves better questions, learning to lead your mind instead of letting your mind lead you, instead of letting your thoughts lead you, asking better questions. Is this true? Does this work? Is it worth it? What else is true? The third tool that I've really only come to start practicing in the last year and a half or so, maybe 2 years max, is leveraging coaching and community. I am the biggest introvert that I know. I really have not met somebody who is more introverted than I am. And I know that might come as a surprise because I sit here behind a mic, but I sit here behind a mic in my office by myself, right? 99% of my life is me by myself or me with Chris. I do very, very, very little socializing stuff. I am an extreme introvert. But I will tell you right now that what I have invested in the last 2 years in coaching and community has helped me grow and change and level up my life and my health and my relationships more than anything I had ever done on my own, period, full stop. And it really makes sense because if you think about, and this is kind of a cheesy analogy, but it's very appropriate, you can have the best seeds. Like you got the seed magazine. That's a thing. I learned that recently. Like you can get a magazine about seeds and pick the different best seeds and the best strains and the best, like that's really a thing. And people are listening like, of course, you didn't know that. I didn't know that until recently. But you can do that research and you can get the best of the best of the best seeds. And you can be out there every single day with your little rain gauge, making sure they're perfectly hydrated and pulling every weed. But if you have them in crappy soil, the quality of the seed doesn't matter. And that's what I see with so many people is they are working hard, but their anchor, you know, like rowing the boat hard, but the anchor's still down. Their anchor is that they don't have a supportive environment. And look, I didn't either. But the beautiful thing about being alive in 2020, as many awful things as there are about being alive in 2020, the beautiful thing is that we can put ourselves in community no matter where we live, no matter how much money we have, because it's not just about what you plant. It is about the environment. And I've been asking people, do you have the spirit for change, but not the structure for change? Do you have like the drive in your heart and the desire, but not the structure to actually make it happen? I'm telling you right now that community and coaching make a difference. I felt that way in my business for so long. I've got the desire to make this a monster and to change the world and to do all these big things, but I don't have the structure. And I used to joke that like under the scenes, my business was duct tape and zip ties and like, you know, lighter burns, like just like we have tried to melt glue sticks to hold things together kind of deal. And I see that with a lot of people with regards to their goals. You have the spirit, but not structure. And that's what coaching really helps with. So as you sit here and you listen to this, even if you're like, look, EB, I love your podcast, but I want nothing to do with the 12 weeks to transformation, that's okay. I do the podcast because I love the podcast, not because I think everybody is going to work with me. But if you're thinking about it, if it's kind of like, oh, I get the point, like we have to invest in ourselves. We invest in the stock market, we invest in our 401k, we understand the returns, but the single best investment we can ever make is in ourselves. Are you fighting against what you should be fighting for? When I first heard this, I'll tell you, it punched me in my gut a little bit with regards to my relationship with Chris. Because so many times he and I are fighting against each other when we should be fighting for each other. There's never a time in the world when we should be fighting against each other. We are on the same team. And then I talk to clients and I hear them fighting against themselves. They're using the past to make a case for why they can't do it. They are fighting against what they should be fighting for. They're telling me why they're scared. They're telling me how and why they doubt themselves. And I'm like, look, you are fighting against the thing you should be fighting for. This struggle, whatever it is for you, if it's money, if it's starting a business, if it's improving your relationship, if it's getting healthy and losing weight, the struggle is only in front of you for as long as you choose to stand behind it. I'm going to say that one again, and maybe it's something you want to write down. The struggle is only in front of you when you choose to stand behind it. You get to choose to move today in your next choice and the one after that. You don't need a new plan. You need a new perspective. You've got to start thinking about this differently. And it's exactly why I have a coach. Because I'm in the maze, and I can't see in the maze what my coach can see in the helicopter. There's so much that we just have blind spots about. We don't see the problem in our thinking. We don't see the flaws in our perspective that are the reason we give in so quickly to our excuses and our doubts and our fears. But a coach can. A coach can because they don't have that blind spot. I have a coach for that, to show me my blind spots. It's probably the biggest reason, but also for just day-to-day coaching and accountability. I want that. I need that because I know I am my very best investment. There is nothing that I can put time and energy into that will have a greater return than putting time and energy into up-leveling me, because then I'm healthier. Right? And I'm able to serve more. And I'm wealthier, so I'm able to serve more. And I'm a better thinker, so I'm able to serve other people more. And I'm able to help them in ways that I wouldn't have been able to if I hadn't done that. That's why I have a coach. And I could sit here and tell you, you know, like, I might not be the right coach for you. That's totally possible. And I want you to know that. And I want you to think about that. Like, if you don't like my vibe, well, you're probably not listening to this. But if you don't like my vibe, I'm totally not the right coach for you. One of my clients said that I've been the most effective coach and mentor that she's ever encountered. And she said that the last two times she's worked with me resulted in her losing over 100 pounds and totally overhauling her habits, not just related to health and to weight, you know. Another one of my clients said that her life has transformed in every way in just a year. She said that over a year ago, she was in a dark, sad, and lonely place, and working with me gave her the tools to create a better life. And she said, it's not magic, right? It is not magic. I won't tell you it's magic. She won't tell you it's magic. But it is transformative if you do the work and you trust the process, right? And somebody messaged me the other day and they said, what exactly is the subject matter you teach in the 12 weeks to transformation? I think they even called it a course. And I said, well, it's not a course, right? I'm not here for you to learn anything. I think that we know enough with regards to the areas of our lives that we want to change. I said, it's not about knowing, it's about growing. This is about doing the work, right? When you listen to this podcast, you can learn a lot. You might feel like you've learned a lot in the last, say, 6 months or so of listening, and I think that's awesome. But what changes you is doing something with it, and that is what we do in the 12 weeks to transformation. That is what we do. We focus on the doing. We do not focus on the learning. I do not want you sitting, listening to stuff, taking notes. No, no, no. Somebody said, are there a lot of like charts and worksheets and graphs? And I was like, there's zero of that. There's zero. I don't want you being a student. I want you being a participant. I want you being a pioneer, charting a new path for yourself. So let's talk about like the nuts and bolts and how does it work, and then the nitty gritty stuff, because I made the point about the three tools. But I know a lot of people are like, okay, sounds good, but how exactly does this work? So the first thing that happens when you register, and we don't start until June 21st, but registration is open now and it closes on Sunday. So just 5 days from now. The first thing that happens is I send a physical identity journal in the mail to you no matter where you live. And this journal guides you through the process of being more aware of what you think, being more aware of what you choose, and making choices and having thoughts that are more aligned with what you want. So we send that physical identity journal out in the mail to you. Then every single week, we have one challenge. We are focused on one thing, one tool every week. We are not focused on like, okay, here's the plan. You do these 7 things every day. No, no. Every single week, we focus on one specific thing. And they build on each other, right? We need the information from week 1 to get to the challenge in week 2. But we are only focused on one thing every single week. And I love that because it keeps it simple. It's doable. This isn't something that you have to like make time for as though it's a college class and you need 4 hours to study. I don't want that at all, because then what happens as soon as life gets crazy, this is the first thing to go. And that's not what we're after at all. So the way that it works is there's this one challenge every single week. And you incorporate your practice of its application into your life as you live it. So if you work 80 hours a week, great. You just practice the challenge in your life as you're working. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you practice the challenge in the interactions you're already having with your family. It is integrated into your life as you live it, not tacked onto the on top of all the other things you're doing. So there's one challenge every single week. Then every day, you get a short coaching message from me. It's an audio message 7 days a week that reinforces that week's challenge. It's like 1 to 3 minutes long. Now, I don't know about you, but I can hear an idea or a challenge on Sunday, and then by Tuesday, I'm like, what are we focused on? Because I just get swept up in my life. So I recently just re-recorded every single daily coaching audio such that it reinforces the challenge of the week that we're in. It brings your attention back again and again to that thing that we're trying to do for that week. Then once a week, we get together for a coaching call. And this is where I answer any and all questions. This is where any topics that you want to dive into more deeply, any challenges that you're running into, we dive into it all. And I do not get off that call until every single question is answered. And then there's other tools. There's Solution Central and all of that. You can learn more about those things on the registration page. I'll give you that link in a couple of minutes. But listen, I understand if you're thinking like, okay, but I'm really scared to invest in myself again. I've given up. I've quit. I've wasted a ton of money. I'm in the Me Too club there. I have as well. But as I mentioned, I've invested more in the last 2 years in coaching and in community than I ever have in my entire life. And I'll tell you something really spectacular that happened. It really forced me to level up. So I spent an amount of money that scared the crap out of me. Seriously. In 12 months or so, it was over $60,000 invested in me. And I'm not wealthy, you know, so that was a significant amount of money that, like, am I okay losing $60,000, walking away from $60,000? No. But that's exactly the magic in it, right? Because what happened was when I put that money down, it kind of like forced me to rise to the occasion. It called me to a higher level of myself. And I will tell you that because of the coaching and because of the community, that paid off exponentially. And I really think that's what happens when you invest in yourself. When you do something that kind of scares you and it's the right thing for you, it calls you to a higher level of yourself. And fortunately, we're not even talking anywhere near the realm of $60,000. We're talking more like $14 a day, $14, $15 a day. Is what we're really talking about for the 12 weeks to transformation. So before we get into like those details, because registration is open now, we're also making available over $1,500 worth of bonuses, right? One of those includes, we have an archive of every coaching audio message I've created for the last 2.5 years. So that's what, 365 times 2.5, that many messages that you can listen to from the moment you register. You can listen to them every day. You can go through them slowly. You can binge on them Netflix style and listen to them all at once, whatever suits your fancy. We are making all of those available to you, as well as a struggle-specific library. We'll call it that. I call it Solution Central. It's essentially a struggle-specific library. If you are feeling overwhelmed, we have a specific tool. It's called Overwhelmed. You just click on it, and it is a tool for you for that moment of overwhelm. And same with frustrated, feeling defeated, feel like giving up, feel like quitting. No matter how it is that you're feeling, feeling unsupported by people in your life, we have a tool for you there. So we've got lots of cool bonuses for you like that. Nutrition Fundamentals, you will get access to that as well. And through Friday, so this episode is airing on Tuesday the 9th, through Friday, so through Friday the 12th of June, you can get an additional $200 off, and that is with the coupon code SUMMER200. Okay, so write that down if you're thinking about this. Coupon code SUMMER200 through Friday the 12th, but not after, and registration closes on Sunday, you can save $200. So typically, you're looking at $14.97 for the 12 weeks to transformation, for the identity journal in the mail, for the weekly challenges, for the daily coaching audio 7 days a week, for the weekly coaching calls where I am going to answer every single question, touch on any topic that you bring up. And the one thing I didn't mention is that when I send these daily coaching messages that reinforce the challenge of the week, you get to reply. You get to reply. We can engage back and forth if you have questions, if you're having a hard moment. All of that, the identity journal, the weekly challenges, the ability to go back and forth with text and get those daily coaching audio messages and the weekly coaching call, plus the bonuses that I mentioned. We're talking about normally $14.97, but you can get $200 off through Friday with that code SUMMER200. Now, that $14.97 minus $200, so we'll call it $12.97, is the pay in full price. You can also do 3 monthly payments. You pay a little bit less when you pay up front, so that means you pay a little bit more if you do 3 monthly payments, but that $200 off coupon code that's good through Friday the 12th does apply whether you do the 3 monthly payments or you do the pay in full, okay? So you can register right now by going to primalpotential.com/register, primalpotential.com/register. Use the code SUMMER200 through Friday to get $200 off. We start on June 21st. June 21st is our kickoff day, but I will be doing a couple cool things over the next couple weeks for people who are registered, so you won't you'll hear from me before we start on June 21st for sure. And we get your identity journal out in the mail as soon as you register within 24 hours, but on business days. You register on Friday night at midnight. Your identity journal probably won't go in the mail till Monday, but you get the point. So what we're talking about here is, you know, $15 a day about over 12 weeks, not even $15 a day for the rest of your life, but these are tools you can use for the rest of your life. And I always laugh when I throw that number out there because somebody once told me to stop using that, like how many dollars a day that it is, because she said that implies that it's really only valuable for 12 weeks. She said, but these are tools I'm going to use for the rest of my life. So you really have to amortize the cost out over the rest of my life. And I was like, fair point. But for context, it's less than going out to lunch, you know, and it's 12 weeks. And I think that this is a really incredible opportunity given kind of where we're at and having a little bit more margin and having a little bit more bandwidth, having more time flexibility to really create a system and a structure that works for you. So registration is open through Sunday, primalpotential.com/register. primalpotential.com/register. And if you have questions, you can just reach out to me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. That's probably the easiest way and the fastest way. If you have my phone number because you're getting the daily mindset upgrades or anything like that, you can text me your questions. You can also get in touch with Susie, susie@primalpotential.com, S-U-Z-I-E. She's our COO. It's not S-U-S-Y or anything like that. susie@primalpotential.com. The coupon code that is good through Friday, June 12th, is Summer 200 for $200 off. All right. I want you to think about it because we just all have more opportunity to grow. And there's no better investment, no better investment than investing in yourself. And I use the word investment very intentionally because there is a return on investment. There is a return on investment, and this timing couldn't be better. I actually just looked out the window and there's a little bunny right outside my window, which is, I think, a sign that Dagny is here with me, just cheering me on and letting me know that the work matters. So that's a beautiful way to wrap up this episode as I look out at this bunny. I hope I get the opportunity to work with some of you, especially those of you that are listening right now thinking like I'm scared and I don't know if I trust myself. Don't fight against the thing you should be fighting for, which is you and your best life. So primalpotential.com/register. Use the coupon code SUMMER200, all one word, SUMMER200, all one word, for the next couple of days through Friday for $200 off. And it's going to be a really amazing summer. And I hope to get the opportunity to work with you and to get to know you better. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.